One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Your regular program will be with you very, very shortly. But first, a quick announcement from me, Chris Pajak of the Red Men TV. I want you to sign up to Red Men Plus. You get more podcasts in your ears every single day, man. It's incredible. Just go and do it. RedmenPlus.com. Loads of benefits. Discord servers, merchandise, discount codes. We've got it all for you. Right to your programming.
The final whistle goes at Anfield. Liverpool's long unbeaten home record is ended by Leeds United. It's Liverpool 1, it's Leeds United 2, and a bad season. We thought last weekend was the worst it got, but it's just gotten a whole lot worse. As Jesse mentioned, and his players celebrate at Anfield. It's been since March 2021 since Liverpool last lost a home game at, well, a home Premier League game at Anfield, but that record is now gone. And it started in horrendous fashion, Ella, with Liverpool gifting a goal away in the fourth minute, another goal in the 89th minute, and I can't explain that. Where do we go from here?
To the World Cup. Like, for just fucking being off the footy. Like, literally.
Just Champions League or bust,
yeah, just literally just being off the footy. Cup competitions, get yourself up for it. Champions League, get yourself up for it. We need to salvage this Premier League run, but the only way we salvage it is from the World Cup onwards. Like, we can't sit here and pretend like we know what Liverpool team is going to rock up in those next two games.
No.
And if I wanted to keep it 100 with everybody watching the stream, I wanted to keep it a book with everybody, I could probably put more money on it that we're going to flop and we're going to fumble the bag again in those next two games. Because, like I said to you before, mate, the sample size of what we've seen this season can only lead you to one conclusion. We are not up to the standard, and if we're not up to the standard, why should I blindly back and say we're going to win these games? I can't do it. I'm not going to go out like that. I'm not going to do myself like that, mate. We post ourselves out here, and at some, like, they're players, so they've got to go through it and live it, and fair play to them. They're professionals. We ain't professionals. We're just fans. I don't really like posting myself out here and making myself look like a tit getting behind a team that can't even get up to fucking play.
I think that's the thing. We'll always be here and we'll always support them. But what they haven't done, they've given us no... The only reason you can say Liverpool can turn this around is because we've trusted this manager and this players before.
Yeah.
But that we're looking at previous experiences there. There's nothing from this season, really. Like,
but that's when we've had holes in defence, and you can give them, like... You can empathise in the situation that they're in. They're all in it together. They just come off the back of winning. The only real one that you can think of the example is when, obviously, the defence just capitulated and we had so many random injuries. But you're like, these lads have just come off winning a title. They've got all of that camaraderie with them still. They're all in it for each other because they know, like, when it's good, it's great, and we can get ourselves back there. We just have to work together as a unit to get ourselves out of this difficult patch. Whereas this, yeah, there's been a couple of injuries, but the injuries are just paper over the cracks when players still aren't even playing to their normal level. Players are still playing below themselves. We can go through and name the players today that had stinkers, was stinking out the gaff. Harvey Elliott, for a lad who's played, again, and I think that's the issue, he's played a lot of football already this season, more than I would have probably been expecting him to play. But now it's coming to the point where he's off the boil in one game. He shouldn't be getting, you know, attacked for that. Still but you can't, game. He's a young lad. He's just had a bad game. But it's just that because we're relying on him, I'm expecting him to go back to the well. Mate, how many times have I said it to you so far this season? When we go behind, we now have to work 10, 20, 15% harder to go and get a win because we've got to get two goals instead of the one to be able to see out a game. We're having to do that. How many times can you go back to the well and dig out a performance? And today was another example. You're going to fall short and a team are going to sucker punch you because the amount of chances we had that second half, we should have put that game to bed.
The goalie has a good game, but like I say, some of those saves, some of the chances, like, and it, yeah, you're right. It's just so frustrating. You when you're playing poorly, we said before the game it's going to be a battle. We know because Liverpool aren't in a great form. We know that even, you know, we beat Man City, we played really well. Ajax was all right, but in between that, they had the Forest loss. When you're playing so badly, Errol, you can't afford to just gift the goal. And that from the moment we started, that goal...
Set the tempo, set the tone.
It's such a bad goal to concede.
And it's not even that though, mate. Well, that's a part of it, of course. But on top of that, we looked at that lineup from earlier and said, yo, that's probably the strongest team we can put out. That's our strongest team we can
right
put out
with injuries,
right yeah. now with injuries. We don't have the luxury of being able to go back to the bench to bring out extra reinforcements that if the game's not going our way, we can add fire, power. We haven't got that right now. So these lads knew the job that they had to be. I wouldn't say they had to be perfect from the start, but they had to set that tempo from the start to say, we're going to take control of this game. We're going to get on the front foot. We're going to score the first goal and we're going to take the game away from Leeds so we can manage it. You were talking to us about 60 minutes, take players off, have Napoli and want to go then. Could Jürgen have rotated and went weaker for this game? No, he went with his best possible team and he still got beat in the end. Like, we didn't get slapped, we didn't get played off the park, but I said it, I wouldn't have been asked about the performance if we'd have got the result. I am now asked about the result and the performance because we stunk out the gaff and we shot ourselves in the foot. And how many times are we going to do it this season, man? It's hard to watch, bro. It really, really is.
It's hard to watch. It's definitely the thing. Got a few super chats in here. Then Ryan Rogers, $10, says, the facts are if Klopp had the same resources as City, this doesn't happen. We haven't reinforced enough. Wow, and you can only do more with less for so long. Even with Klopp, the miracles dry up. To an extent, I agree. Ryan Liverpool should have spent more in the summer. The owners need to get their hands in the pockets this January and the summer for sure, and spend the really new need to. But still, that team's still good enough to beat Leeds. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a bit of both. I understand they did need to do that, but that doesn't excuse that performance. I agree to an extent. They do need serious investments in this squad now. It looks like an overall.
That team you've got Fabinho, you've got Thiago in the midfield too. You've got a well upcoming baller in Harvey Elliott.
You've got your world class striker in Mo Salah. You've got the lad who you're going to spend more money than anyone else on in Darwin.
You've got your top goal scorer in Bobby. You should be. You've got your back four of choice. Most people on the day, given an opportunity, would put Joe Gomez in that back four as well. I just don't see how that team gets beat 2-1. You've got one of the best goalkeepers in the league.
That's what I am RTB, £5 super. Thanks very much. I actually don't get how we can go from our playing Man City to losing against Forest and out to form Leeds in the span of a few weeks. And that's the thing, we said it all the time, Liverpool are so inconsistent and that is so frustrating. Just too much going on. I'm with you. But the problem, the difference is, it's not unexpected.
No, Leeds didn't have an inferiority complex coming up against us today. They thought we are Liverpool's equals, and with that mentality carried them through the whole 90 minutes. At no point did we stamp our authority to say we've got the swagger, we've got the pull, we've got the power and we've got the quality to dismantle you at any given point. There wasn't a 10 minute period where we blitzed Leeds and he was hanging on by a thread to the point where they're like, right, let's you know, we've shown these too much respect. Let's just back off a little bit and let's just get our shape and let's just get a bit of the ball and earn the right to play. They felt like they had the right to play from the first whistle. Why did we give them... Who rocks up to Anfield and does that? Mate, oh,
two more super chats. Ellis Day, we were poor. The show's made a difference, but it ain't enough. Taking Trent off was a mistake, in my opinion, but I'm not angry about it now. I'm just so frustrated. And then we've got Chandin, who think he says, where's that gone? Have I got that? FSG needs sacking, not Klopp. Like I say, a lot of stick goes on the owners, and like I said, they do need to spend more. I think that's without a doubt, Liverpool needs to reinvest. They are two separate conversations. Yes, they do, and they should do more. And I agree, Jürgen needs backing now, because this team obviously is going to need a rebuild. But that still doesn't, that when you blame the owners for everything, and they are culpable in this, of course they are. Like we've got in the Discord chat here, it was Limmy97. You can't blame anyone else other than the players, and that's the point. There are two conversations. They are both right. Liverpool need to reinvest in the squad now, and things obviously need shaking up. It isn't right, and things need to change. But on the flip side, the players who are playing are still good enough to beat Nottingham Forest, beat Leeds United. You know that beat Brighton, although they're having a good season themselves. That's am I making that point?
100%.
Well, if they are two different things.
100%. Both things can be true at the same time.
We do need to reinvest, and the owners need to pull the fingers out. But on the flip side, that right now in October, that's just a cop out for these players. You can't look at it. Yeah, it's all right, because it's the owners' fault. No, it's the players' fault and the manager's fault. Ryan says, Steve, you're right, both can be true. The players are good enough to beat these teams, but like I said, we do need more investment. It's clear now, and that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's both, and even the manager again. I don't think that formation, I know we beat Ajax, but I don't think that formation was particularly great against Ajax, and we went with it again. It didn't work out.
Didn't fill me with confidence. Snake Eyes there with the $5 super chat says, Nunes lost 3-1 on ones, Salah lost 2-1 on ones. They're the Premier League, that's the margins. If you don't bury these teams, they will come back to bite.
And I thought their goalie, again, he's another goalie who's coming out a very good game at Anfield. That's been, seems to be the case all often. But like I say, I don't think he made any worldies. Like, absolutely.
That Nunes top in one.
It's a good save. Liverpool should have done better on a lot of those things. And that's where it's a key. And let's have a little look. Foldy with a £10 super. FSG won't spend the 100 to 2 million in January. They were banking on the Super League. That hasn't happened. I think they might sell, and I'm in two minds about that happening. If someone's going to come and bid, like, I think they want like £3 billion for it, £4 billion, I don't even know what they value it at these days. So if someone's going to come along with that, then they probably would. I think that there will always be a number that the owners will sell at. Listen, they bought last January, and they're gonna, if they want Champions League footy, it's one of those that we might have to say.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You know, if you don't invest, you're going to lose all that Champions League money anyway. You might have to. Because they did go and buy Luis Diaz last summer, or last January. It did make a difference, so they might. But I'm with you. It feels now that maybe a refresh is needed. It feels like it. I don't exactly know what that means and who goes and who stays, but it does feel like something needs to change at Liverpool, because it's clearly it's not working. Liverpool are losing games that they should never really lose. You can have the odd bad defeat a season. Listen, I watched Liverpool win the league, piss the league, and get beat at Watford. Like, shit can happen. But when you are, after this many, Liverpool are ninth in the table after 12 games, on 16 points, with 15 goals conceded, only 23 scored. it's clear now that something's not right. And again, the injuries are a killer. And that's part of it. The injuries, the lack of investment in the summer, players not playing well. It all combines into this. But it's again, can you blame each of those different things for tonight's performance? Or as you just say, too many lads weren't at the level. It's hard to get my head round.
Yeah, and I think with the, you know, we can question and we can sit here, and there's probably shows that are probably better suited to having that debate about the summer and where it went wrong for us. And there needs to be a bit of a, you know, an investigation, because when you look at it now on paper, you really only bought one player for the starting 11 to improve your starting 11. And, you know, you already lost one big player out of your starting 11. You only really replaced one. You can talk about the January business, but I don't really think that's fair to put that in with the summer business really anyway. I think we could have done with more reinforcements to kind of push players on and give them. I think it's two things. You want to almost feel like there's always competition for places, and you want to think someone else is coming in to that midfield engine room really to like to rocket up a couple of the lads' arse and make them think, oh, our place isn't safe. This new lad looks really good and he looks up for it. And you also want the lads to think, wow, there's extra reinforcements, this mission that we're on. We've got new lads to come and kind of take the mantle and help us with our objectives, because not that we haven't struggled, but we just haven't had enough.
Yeah.
And if we know ourselves as mere humans that all of our best efforts, 110% of our efforts, hasn't been enough, then at some point you have to accept that. Yeah, as players, they probably accepted they needed extra bodies in. Is this their way of signalling now to the powers that be, and they can turn it back on when they get it? Have they spat the dung? You know, the toys, kick the toys out the pram? I don't think it's that. I think fundamentally what's going on in terms of the pitch and the players at the moment is there's a lack of belief in themselves. There's a lack of application in actually...
It's like a lack of talent. It's lack of quality. There's lack of everything. I've got a couple more super chats, then we go again. The deeper conversations can be had. We'll talk about the game in a minute. So apologies if I butchered your name wrong here, mate. I think it's Gil Duran. Gil Duran says, we're 5 points off relegation. 5 points. Yeah, we are. There's a lot of places, but we are five. But it's sad to see, really.
Closer to relegation than we are to the fucking to the Champions League places right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's undisputable. Let's look at the game then very quickly in isolation before we head off to do some of the other shows as well, which is going to be a battle of laughs for all of us. But yeah, by the way, we're going to be doing the fan reaction show. So if you go to the socials now and let Ellen know your thoughts, I'm sure that's going to be a fiery one. I'll be doing the player ratings. God knows what I'm going to do on that. And then we'll have the instant match later where we can really go in depth on exactly what's happened. We've gone through the start and you can't give goals away. When they get themselves back in, you know, it's 1-1 after 14 minutes. I think we both said, right, shit, you know, mistakes can happen. Sometimes a goalie can fall over. Sometimes you can play a bad back pass. Shit can happen. And Liverpool did create chances, and this is the same with Nottingham Forest, Errol, as well, is that you can't say, sometimes you get, oh, there's a lack of creativity in Liverpool. Well, there wasn't, because the chances were there. Liverpool, in the end, and I'll just go back to the stats very, very quickly, just to confirm that. They have 10 shots on target. They have 22 shots. Now, of those 10, I don't know how many are what you'd call, like, the class saves, but Mesley did have a lot of saves to make. Leeds have 6 on target, which, again, they're 14, so they were always a threat in the game. Poor finishing, poor decisions, poor quality. Oh, and when that happens up front, you are liable to get a sucker punch.
But that game right there, is Ajax in the week. The exact same thing happened at Ajax. That was the same performance that we put in at Ajax, except we got the result we deserved
a bit
this
more,
time.
A bit more, or you, and we were a bit more clinical in Holland.
Yeah.
3 really good finishes. We didn't have those.
We didn't have those today. There wasn't that level of being clinical.
And Leeds were, whereas Ajax maybe weren't.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, that opening chance that they got in the first minute and a half again, they don't bury that, but Leeds get their gift. They go on to bury theirs. That game, they had a couple of chances, that one that flies off the post as well. That, to me, was the exact same level of performance, except the other day, we come away and we're all rosy and we're happy because we get through the qualifier, you know, we go through to the knockouts. But here, in the Prem, when it's your bread and butter week in, week out, we know what Prem teams do. We know the fine margins. We know if you put in the same performance that you put in midweek, again, we didn't change, not apart from one player. The level didn't dramatically change. The style didn't dramatically change. The the intent didn't really change from Liverpool. Look what happens.
Got a couple more super chats. Tate Duncan says, no matter what happens this season, Liverpool have been one of the biggest clubs worldwide. A good goal for Salah. Yeah, fine. Keeping positives where you can. And Rachel, we're back to the 90s again with the £5 super chat. And that's what it feels like at times. Again, it's only 12 games into the Premier League season. 4 wins, 4 draws, 4 defeats, which, you know, for a team who were hoping to win titles and were minutes away from a Premier League title last season, it isn't absolutely where you need to be. Chandler, right, let's have a little read this one. Klopp is the filling in the poo sandwich. One slice is FSG not investing in the squad, and the other slice is our players not being right in their heads. Again, there's a million reasons why we'll dig into those in the future. We're just going to focus on this game. I want to talk about it again before we finish, and we'll wrap up here very quickly. That last goal kind of sums Liverpool up this season, mate. Second to a couple of balls, losing challenges, falling asleep, and from suppose like again. I don't think Thiago covers himself in glory there. I don't think Milner and Jones at right back do, and I don't think Virgil does.
They're hoping he runs down into the corner and is happy with a fucking draw.
Yeah,
and that's what the Liverpool players are thinking.
Switched off.
They just want to draw. They don't think, and it's like, no. We're sat here in the studio. We're not even in the ground, and we can sense that these lads feel like if there's a chance for them, they're going to take it. Patrick Bamford nearly had one 5 minutes earlier. If it's not down to a bad touch on his left foot, and he opens his body up properly, it's already 2-1.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You can't. I would like to say both sides will add chance. If that would have been a draw, we'd have been sitting here ruining our chances. And Leeds would have been sitting there going, "Oh my god, we could have nicked that." And in the end, like I say, it ends up 2-1, and I just don't know where we go from here. It's really, 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 really disappointment. Too many players didn't perform. Liverpool again, another fucking two weeks in a row now. Liverpool have lost to teams who are in terrible form, down the bottom of the table, and we've just gifted wins, or we've been out fourth. I don't know how you even describe it anymore. It really, really is an absolute sickener. But what I can say is that, like I say, we've gone from being in a title race that we thought we were in now to a top four race, and even now, bloody hell, that looks like it's going to be hard graft if Liverpool continue to play like this. It's all eggs in the Champions League basket again. Maybe, I don't know. It's just really, really difficult. But yeah, we're.
I don't think we can handle. Yeah, that's another conversation. I just don't think we can handle that level of pressure.
It's really, really disappointing. Liverpool once again underperform. The players will come out and they'll say we've got to work harder and we've got to do this and we've got to do that. But it's talk is cheap now. It's time for action. Someone needs to sort this and fix this. How can you beat Manchester City, lose Nottingham Forest, lose the Leeds? It's just, it's really, really, really.
I'd have rather lost the City. And give up those 3 points and let them have 4 points on fucking Arsenal right now.
And win the other two.
Bro, I would have, bro. Like, it's a no-brainer.
It's sicker,
like,
isn't
it's
it?
A no-brainer. What that, all that, like, positivity and giving yourself the clap on the shoulder to say, yeah, we've beat City and we can still beat anyone on our day bullshit, has gone out the window.
Not great at all. Right, then we're going to wrap up there. Thanks everyone for joining us for the shows today. Unfortunately, the results didn't go as we wanted, but yet if you do want to, I don't know, get more content and speak even more about it, have your thoughts, do get involved in the Fan Reaction Show. Come and join us live for the Player Rating Show. You can have your thoughts there as well. And me and Ella will try and go in depth a little bit more on the instant match reaction, maybe provide a little bit of therapy for just, even if it's just for ourselves. We're going to have a chat if anyone wants to watch or listen to it. RedmenPlus.com is there for you. You've got reaction from the ground, from Paul, Chris, and the guys as well on the YouTube and on RedmenPlus. So yeah. Maybe we can cheer each other up, get involved. Let's huddle together.
As well and let us know, because we'll be jumping over to your fan reactions. So let me know on the socials what you think.
See you all in a bit. Take care.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to redmenplus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League, you've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to redmenplus.com and sign up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.